The Ladder of Inference, Dutch, Ladder van Gevolgtrekkingen, Seven Simple Questions. The Ladder of Inference was developed in 1970 by Chris Argyris. This instrument became more popular when Peter Senge described the ladder in his famous The Fifth Disciple Field book. The ladder shows how mental models are a format and, in the end, what we see and do in the world. Ypsilon. All find an excerpt below from the Fifth Discipline Field book about the ladder. In addition, a simple way is described in terms of questions one can ask in a workshop or team meeting, using the ladder discussing and finding new actions to be developed. Books written by Peter Senge. English the 5th https://www.management.nl/book/9781984983/die-streepje-fift-discipline-engels-streepje-peter-senge-vraagteken-affiliate-is-1901-or-via-amazon-https://amzn.to/2-learn-to-dance-of-change-https://www.management.nl/book/9781984983/die-streepje-fift-discipline-engels-streepje-peter-senge-vraagteken-affiliate-is-1901-or-via-amazon-https://amzn.to/2-learn-to-dance-of-change-https://www.management.nl/book/9781984983/die-streepje-fift-discipline-engels-streepje-peter-senge-vraagteken-affiliate-is-1901-or-via-amazon-https://amzn.to/2-learn-to-dance-of-change-https://www.management.nl/book/9781984983/die-streepje-fift-discipline-engels-streepje-peter-senge-vraagteken-affiliate-is-1901-or-via-amazon-https://amzn.to/2-learn-to-dance-of-change-https://www.management.nl/book/9781984983/die-streepje-fift-discipline-engels- www.slash/www.management.book.nl/book/9789071542549/de-5-discipline-peter-senge-affiliate is 1910 het vijfde discipline www.management.book.nl/book/9789052611/het-5-discipline-praktijkboek-peter-senge-affiliate is 1910 lerende SCHOLEN https://www.managementboek.nl/book/9789052611/lerende-scholen-peter-senge-affiliate is 1910. Scheme 1, Ladder of Inference. 5. New Actions Based on Beliefs. 4. New Assumptions Based on Conclusions and Turning into Beliefs. Omhoog wijzende pijl. 3. Conclusions, often based on implicit assumptions. Omhoog wijzende pijl. 2. Assumptions, often implicit guiding the selection of data. Omhoog wijzende pijl. 1. Selection of data omhoog wijzende pijl. 0. Pool of available data. Excerpt from the 5th Discipline Fieldbook, 1994. Via https://www.ucd.ie/t4cms/d%20ladder%20of%20inference.pdf haakje sluiten. We live in a world of self-generating beliefs which remain largely untested. We adopt those beliefs because they are based on conclusions, which are inferred from what we observe, plus our past experience. Our ability to achieve the results we truly desire is eroded by our feelings that our beliefs are the truth. The truth is obvious. Our beliefs are based on real data. The data we select are the real data. For example, I am standing before the executive team, making a presentation. They all seem engaged and alert, except for Larry, at the end of the table, who seems bored out of his mind. He turns his dark, morose eyes away from me and puts his hand to his mouth. He doesn't ask any questions until I'm almost done, when he breaks in, I think we should ask for a full report. In this culture, that typically means, let's move on. Everyone starts to shuffle their papers and put their notes away. Larry obviously thinks that I'm incompetent, which is a shame, because these ideas are exactly what his department needs. Now that he thinks of it, he's never liked my ideas. Clearly, Larry is a power-hungry jerk. By the time I've returned to my seat, I've made a decision, I'm not going to include anything in my report that Larry can use. He wouldn't read it, Or, worse still, he'd just use it against me. It's too bad he have an enemy who's so prominent in the company. In those few seconds before he take my seat, he have climbed up what Chris Argyris calls a ladder of inference, a common mental pathway of increasing abstraction, often leading to misguided beliefs. He started with the observable data, Larry's comment, which is so self-evident that it would show up on a videotape recorder. He selected some details about Larry's behavior, his glance away from an apparent yawn. He didn't notice him listening intently one moment before. He added some meanings of my own, based on the culture around me, that Larry wanted me to finish up. He moved rapidly up to assumptions about Larry's current status, he's bored, and he concluded that Larry, in general, thinks I'm incompetent. In fact, he now believed that Larry, and probably everyone whom he associates with Larry, is dangerously opposed to me, too. As he reached the top of the ladder, I'm plotting against him. It all seems so reasonable, and it happened so quickly, that I'm not even aware I've done it. Moreover, all the rooms of the ladder take place in my head. The only parts visible to anyone else are the directly observable data at the bottom, and my own decision to take action at the top. The rest of the trip, the ladder where I spend most of my time, is unseen, unquestioned, not considered fit for discussion, and enormously abstract. These leaps up the ladder are sometimes called leaps of abstraction. Eve probably leaped up that ladder of inference many times before. The more he believed that Larry is an evil guy, the more he reinforced my tendency to notice his malevolent behavior in the future. This phenomenon is known as the reflexive lobe. Our beliefs influence what data we select next time. And there is a counterpart reflexive lobe in Larry's mind. As he reacts to my strangely antagonistic behavior, he's probably jumping up some rooms on his own ladder. For no apparent reason, before too long, we could find ourselves becoming bitter enemies. Larry might indeed have been bored by my presentation, or he might have been eager to read the report on paper. He might think I'm incompetent, he might be shy, or he might be afraid to embarrass me. More likely than not, he has inferred that he thinks he's incompetent. We can't know, until we find a way to check our conclusions. Page 2. Unfortunately, assumptions and conclusions are particularly difficult to test. For instance, suppose he wanted to find out if Larry really thought he was incompetent. He would have to pull him aside and ask him, "Larry, do you think I'm an idiot?" Even if he could find a way to phrase the question, how could he believe the answer? Would he answer him honestly? No, he'd tell him he thought he was a terrific colleague, while privately thinking worse of him for asking me. Now imagine me, Larry, and three others in a senior management team, with our untested assumptions and beliefs. When we're made to deal with a concrete problem, the air is filled with misunderstandings, communication breakdowns, and feeble compromises. 2. While our individual IQ is average 140, our team has a collective IQ of 85. The ladder of inference explains why most people don't usually remember where their deepest attitudes came from. The data is long since lost to memory, after years of inferential leaps. Using the ladder of inference, you can't live your life without adding meaning or drawing conclusions. It would be an inefficient, tedious way to live. But you can improve your communications through reflection, and by using the ladder of inference in three ways. Becoming more aware of your own thinking and reasoning, reflection, making your thinking and reasoning more visible to others, advocacy, inquiring into others' thinking and reasoning, inquiry. Once Larry and I understand the concepts behind the ladder of inference, we have a safe way to stop a conversation in its tracks and ask several questions. What is the observable data behind that statement? Does everyone agree on what the data is? Can you run me through your reasoning? How did we get from the data to these abstract assumptions? When you said your inference, did you mean my interpretation of it? I can ask for data in an open end. Day-a-day-way, Larry, what was your reaction to this presentation? I can test my assumptions, Larry, are you bored? Or I can simply test the observable data, you've been quiet, Larry. To which HA might reply, yeah, I'm taking notes, I love this stuff. Note that he don't say, Larry, he think you've moved way up the ladder of inference. Here's what you need to do to get down. The point of this method is not to nail Larry, or even to diagnose Larry, but to make our thinking processes visible, to see what the differences are in our perceptions and what we have in common. You might say, I notice I'm moving up the ladder of inference, and maybe we all are. What's the data here? This type of conversation is not easy. For example, as Chris Argyris discussions people, when a fact seems especially self-evident, be careful. If your manner suggests that it must be equally self-evident to everyone else, you may cut off the chance to test it. A fact, no matter how obvious it seems, isn't really substantiated until it's verified independently, by more than one person's observation, or by a technological record, a tape recording or photograph. Embedded into team practice, the ladder becomes a very healthy tool. There's something exhilarating about showing other people the links of your reasoning. They may or may not agree with you, but they can see how you got there. And you're often surprised yourself to see how you got there, once you trace out the links. Simple questions to ask when using the ladder. So when dealing with an issue, try these simple questions based on the ladder of inference: what kind of data were selected, or are you going to select, what were, or are, the assumptions beneath the selecting of data. The why, stated as hypothesis, is an assumption to be tested. What are the conclusions you've drawn or expected to be drawn? What are new assumptions, possible beliefs or hypotheses? How to test the validity of these new assumptions? Which actions can be done based on these new assumptions? How to turn these new assumptions into concrete actions? Scheme 2, ladder of inference and simple questions. LAVALQUESTION. 5. New actions based on beliefs. 5. How to test the validity of these new assumptions. How will you know they are valid? 6. Which actions can be done based on these new assumptions? 7. How to turn these new assumptions into concrete actions? 4. New assumptions based on conclusions and turning into beliefs. Omhoog wijzende pijl. 4. What are new assumptions, possible beliefs, or hypotheses? 3. Conclusions, often based on implicit assumptions. Omhoog wijzende pijl. 3. What are, or will be, conclusions you've drawn, or you do you expect to draw, based on these assumptions. 2. Assumptions, often implicit guiding the selection of data. Omhoog wijzende pijl. 2. What were, or are, the assumptions beneath the selecting of data. The why, stated as hypothesis, hypothesis is an assumption to be tested. 1. Selection of data. Omhoog wijzende pijl 1. What kind of data were selected, or are you going to select? 0. Poll of available data. Max Herold. December, 2018.